Hi guys, and welcome back to another Onehole and Motsu toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the Peruan Blue Vein Opia. For the rest of the video, I'm just going to call them boobs. As always, there is lots coming up in today's video, so let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Dez, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you the Onehole and Motsu Toys Peruan Blue Vein Opia. If you haven't heard of Onehole and Motsu Toys before, they bring the Japanese sex toys to the Western market, like these. They specialise in hentai style sex toys. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to tell you a little bit more information about the boobs themselves, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. Okay guys, we're going to start off by showing you the outside of the box like I do in all my videos. And the reason I do this is to show you that it is discreet packaging when you order from Onehole and Motsu Toys. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of either brand on the box. So let's now open it up and show you what's inside. Once we get past all the packaging on top, you can see that Onehole have sent me quite a few products. And we're going to be reviewing these in upcoming videos. First out is the T-shaped ball splitter. Next to that, we've also got the V-shaped ball splitter. The best way I can describe these is that they're cock rings that reposition the testicles. Next out we have the seductive maid stroker. And finally at the bottom of the box we have our boob stroker. This is what we're going to be reviewing in today's video. So with everything taken out of the box, let's put the other items out of the way and let's take a closer look at the boobs. On the front of the box you can see the person the boobs are meant to be modelled on. On the left hand side of the box you've got a spec of how big the boobs are and how much they weigh. On the back it shows you a picture of the boobs and it gives you a cut through of one of them, showing you the liquid silicone inside. And finally on the right hand side it shows you how you can use the toy. Yes, you can feel them up, but chances are you're only going to put your willy in between them and give yourself a tit wank. So that's the outside box. Let's take the cellophane off the outside and take a closer look. Inside the box the boobs come in a plastic tray that protects them whilst they're being shipped. They're also wrapped inside a bag in a tray. So again, let's get them out of the bag and take a closer look. Once you have taken them out of the bag, you'll notice that they do look a bit wet. And this is normal because they're made of silicone and not TPE. If you want to give them that real soft supple feel, then put some cornstarch on them. Or you can dust them with regenerative powder. You can see at the moment, I am just giving the boobs a good squeeze. And they do instantly spring back into shape. If we quickly turn the boobs over, you can see they've got a flat back. This means they can be easily used on any flat surface, or you can lay them on a pillow or bed. To receive the best tit wank, all you need to do is put your willy in between both boobs. Once you're in between them, all you need to do is push them together. They are big enough to push together and get a tight grip around your willy whilst you're using them. And they're obviously open-ended, so there are no length restrictions. One thing the camera isn't quite picking up is there are veins that run through the boobs. You can just about make them out in this video. They're subtle, but they do make them more realistic. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself an Onehole set of boobs, then there is a link in my profile. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the Peruan Blue Vein Opia from Onehole and Motsu Toys. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about them. The length of the boobs is 285mm. They have a width of 170mm and a height of 90mm, whilst being made of body safe silicone. And all that weighs in at 2.25 kilos. Okay, so I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. When I see the boobs on the website, I had to get them. They offer something totally different to other toys and strokers. And I know lots of guys are looking for tit wanks, and this is the closest I think you'll find to getting one. Now at the moment they are a little bit shiny, and that's because they're not covered in corn flour. And the reason why they're normally covered in corn flour is to keep it feeling soft and supple. Unlike other boob toys, this is made of silicone and not TPE. So it feels a lot more realistic than other toys. Unfortunately on the camera, you can't see the level of detail in these boobs. And although you can't see it with this camera, there are blue veins that run through the toy. That just gives it that much more realistic look and feel. One thing I do like about this is that there's a nice bit of weight behind it because it's made of silicone. The back is flat, so you can lay it against the pillow or on your bed and you can use it. And there's a nice bit of weight behind it, so it stops it from moving around. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a set of boobs, then there is a link in my profile to my website. On here, you'll want to find the link to Onehole and Motsu Toys. If you're in America, you want to use the On A Whole link. And if you're in the UK or Europe, then you want to use the Motsu Toys link. These links are affiliate links. They don't cost you any more to use, but they do give me a very small percentage of On A Whole and Motsu Toys profits should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.